Welcome, everybody, to The Breaking Point. My name is Jackson Ammons. Alongside here, we have Ethan Sellers.
Not true.
Across from him, we have Jake Kermeller. And we also have Ben McDonald.
What is good?
Ethan, very first story. Did you know cows could swim?
I didn't realize that cows could swim.
Like, every single farm.
Can they drown?
Okay, think about this.
I guess,
okay?
Yeah.
So, we humans have to be trained in a swimming pool, right? How do cows automatically know how to swim?
The same way fish know how to swim.
Yeah, but is a cow a fish?
No, of course not.
Yeah, but a fish can swim because it has its entire life to learn how to swim. Because it breathes.
It can't really learn. It's born. It has to know how to swim, so.
Yeah.
Wait.
It can't.
Yeah, it's got to be born knowing how to swim.
So cows are probably born knowing how to swim.
But why? Why would they be born knowing how to swim?
The same way dogs are.
All dogs know how to swim.
I mean, yeah, I guess. It is weird, though, looking at a cow and be like, oh, man.
Do all animals know how to swim? Like a camel? Can a camel go and swim?
I don't know. Can a kangaroo do it?
I'm guessing not. I don't know.
I'd guess not, too.
It doesn't have arms.
I would love to see that, though. I'm totally doing it.
We just hopped out, just every once in a while, you see a little kangaroo bounce out of the water and go back in, and bounce out and go back in. it can't swim, it just hops around.
Kangaroos can swim.
Can they actually?
What the heck, guys?
Wait, what?
How?
Did you look this up?
Yeah, there's pictures all over kangaroo swimming.
Whoa.
See, this is what I'm saying. How come these animals know how to swim without being swimming trained? Is that the right term?
No, probably not.
I feel like they just kind of adapt, and they're just like, hey, let's, like doggy paddle,
Yeah, but cows live on a farm. They're not even close to water.
True. I don't know.
Wait, how do we know that they didn't just practice swimming? They didn't just self-teach themselves swimming.
The farmer goes to bed, and he's like, okay, guys, let's start training. They creep out to the lake and just start, practicing how to swim.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
It's very possible.
Conspiracy theories from Jake Kermeller.
There we go. Conspiracy theory. Dun, dun, dun. But yeah, anyway, so to the story, the actual story is this cow, it's on a livestock ship.
Mm-hmm.
And where is it going?
I think it was going to go become meat, but I'm not sure.
I meant where's the boat going?
Oh.
Not the cow.
It's in Australia. I don't know where it's going.
The cow jump ship?
Yeah, the cow jump ship. The cow jump ship. And
Smart cow.
They led it back to the boat, right?
Or no, they tried to get it to go onto land. And then from land, it ran away from the cops on a 24-hour chase. And eventually, they finally got the cow.
That cow deserves to live.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Happened to it?
I think they
turn him into meat?
I think so.
Aw, man.
Okay,
I was really rooting for him.
I was talking with Ethan before, and he was telling me this whole story, right? And so I'm like, yo, perfect name for this whole story, Grand Theft Cow.
Grand Theft Cow.
Exactly what he was doing, right? He was swimming away, he jumped ship, bunch of different crazy stuff that cow would never do.
I'm still it's a cow. How fast are cows?
Well, my thing is
fast,
they couldn't.
Apparently.
Yeah. I think it would go off into the forest where they can't bring cars, and then they would have to go a manhunt for this cow.
I mean, I guess, yeah, but they bring the dogs out too.
Yeah.
The helicopters with lights being flashed down, looking for this cow.
I give credit to this cow.
I give credit to this cow, yeah.
Sign up for the Olympics.
Impressive.
He's awesome.
But I don't know. It's a cow. I have nothing else to say about this. It's a cow jumping ship, swimming away to land. They get it on land and they can't catch it until on a 24-hour chase. Does that?
How fast are cows?
I wouldn't expect that fast. They're
faster than humans.
Are they actually?
Are they?
Probably.
They're fat though. They're really fat.
Because. Yeah, especially for livestock.
I guess horses are too.
I don't know.
I underestimate cows. Their speed.
I don't know. I guess horses are kind of big too, and they can run pretty fast. Ethan, what do you got?
According to Quora.com, I've clocked them going at least 20 miles per hour while trying to catch cattle.
Faster than humans.
There you go.
Wait, Usain Bolt's 23 point.
Yeah, I wanted to say
right?
He was over 20.
Yeah, Usain.
Not faster than humans.
Yeah, that's a superhuman.
Cops
still
aren't
human. Still a human. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
I'm expecting great things from you, Jake, here.
All right. Everybody keep quiet.
Who's going first?
I got it.
You got it? Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
B movie, I know that I'm in Glee, homie. Tree rhymes are just a second degree, homie. We lines like I just took one off the knee, homie. Real talk, I'ma spit one for all the G's, homie. Green beans are tasty, but I don't really eat beans. Blue like I'm Jake's jeans, dank like the best memes. Cool like cookies and cream, okay, I'm done it seems. From Young Siegel, take the mic from me.
Yo, it's Siegel on the beat, coming through with a bag of treats. Squad all at the table and I'm paying, so we about to eat. Yeah, and you know we got that meat. Medium rare, everybody take a seat. And I'm spitting fire, can you feel the heat? Wonder how I got the whole crowd on their feet. Yeah, please do not compete, because all of you guys are about to face defeat.
Oh my god.
Take that, bro. I say that we redeemed you guys.
Thank you guys. You guys brought it back.
That was pretty nice.
What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Ethan Sellers, and alongside me, I got Jackson Ammons.
What's up, guys?
Olivia Harris.
Hello.
And I don't know your last name.
It's Andre.
I know Andre.
Yeah,
I don't
nobody
know your last
knows.
Name.
No, wait. I got this. Guimarães.
Almost.
Oh, okay.
It's, not almost. It's dang. Guimarães.
Guimarães.
But
Guimarães.
You basically got it.
Wait, okay. It's the white cool. person version of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You're nominated to go first.
So, if you guys have ever seen Star Trek, you know that on the ship that they can just, like, order whatever food they want. I want that. I want to have, like, a thing that goes around with me, and I can just click, I want a hamburger today. So it follows me and gives me food.
I feel like that would not solve, like, obesity problems around the country.
But it would solve my hunger
country,
problem.
Around the world, I mean.
It would solve my hunger problem. Like, when D-Lunch rolls around, oh, man, I am starving.
That is true.
See,
I just grab, like, a snack in between class periods, and that usually helps a little bit, but.
That requires way too much work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See?
Yeah,
see?
I agree.
See?
Just it follows you. There you go.
Boom.
Okay. So how big is this thing?
It's like pocket size.
Pocket size. Wow. Yeah. So it's
so
like
pocket
a little,
size.
It's travel
you,
size.
You like Siri? Like, yo, Siri, give me a hamburger, and then it just spits out a hamburger for you.
This pocket size object spits out a hamburger.
And boom, and then that would solve all the world's hunger as well as cost, because you wouldn't have to be going around killing all these cows and stuff to create these hamburgers.
And these cows wouldn't have to jump ship.
Thank you.
Their lives would be a lot less stressful.
Uh-huh.
I have a question. What if you want, like, a Thanksgiving feast?
Okay. All right. Well,
and
then
this pocket-sized
you'd be,
thing has
you'd
to...
be sitting there for you, quite a long time.
Pop it out one at a time.
Yeah, I'd be like, I want a turkey. All right, it spits out a turkey, and then boom. I want some mashed potatoes.
Wait. Is there, like, a case, you know how you put a turkey in the oven and it takes, like, I don't know how long it's. I'm just gonna say an hour to cook.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, does this have like a wait time? So like, hey, here's a turkey.
No, it's got to be on command.
Wow. Oh. Okay.
Come on, scientists. I need you to invent this for me. If you can do this, I'll give you a box of cookies.
With
a
the
box
new
of
invention.
Cookies.
Yes.
No way.
Yeah,
but with
oh
with
my
the
God.
Invention.
With the invention, thus I don't have to pay anything.
Okay.
I'm
but
done.
My invention.
But yeah. What was your?
So the spring shoes, and I was like, that probably wouldn't work. So I wanted to make like these rocket shoes. So they had like little rocket like stuff in the bottom, like a thruster.
Question.
And then you just kind of like glide around.
Why would you not just want a hoverboard?
Because you're too like you're stationed on the hoverboard. I want to be free. I want to just live.
It's too meta,
inside
bro.
My cat. Sorry.
What just happened?
I was singing Macklemore. Anyway, I want to just live inside my Cadillac. Sorry.
Okay.
I don't know.
What
song's
your...
White Walls. Kind of good.
I don't know that one.
Yeah,
I don't know that one.
It's just okay. I'm done. Okay.
Go through a shop. I don't.
You know that one.
If it starts playing, I can sing to it. But.
But if I I need.
Down.
All right. So it starts singing.
I wanna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket.
I'm hunting.
Looking for some come up.
This is freaking awesome.
Okay, I knew there was one coming up, I just couldn't figure out when. Okay, the breaking point, yeah.
This has been the breaking point.
Yeah, absolutely. So, crazy inventions all around. I personally think rocket shoes are the best.
I personally think mine was the best.
What was yours again? I can't remember. It was just that lame.
Clearly, it was not.
Wow. Wow. I'm solving world hunger, okay, guys?
I'm solving, with my gliding shoes, you can just fly across the ocean and then give them food.
All right, go ahead and do that, Jackson. I feel like that'd take a long time.
Probably. No, with my rocket shoes super fast.
I feel like you'd run into a whale.
Or a cow. Or a cow.
Or like, you know how dolphins jump out? You know, dolphins jump out.
Yeah.
You're just going to hit a dolphin.
Slap
well,
right in.
Yeah, you're picking up food on the way.
Exactly.
It's seafood. Seafood.
You're picking up food on the way. Hey, look, a fish just jumped out. Let's grab that. Let's grab a dolphin.
Little seagull.
Little seagull coming out. Seagull. Jake, where are you at? Jake's rap name, Little Seagull. If you want to hear the rap, that will be posted on the website, WHJE.com, very, very, very soon. And all the other episodes actually just got posted. So if you want to go back and check out an episode, you can. This is Holy Dove by Civil Twilight on the Edge. Stay tuned to The Breaking Point. Thanks for tuning in.